Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 420. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, you made it through another week. Happy Friday. Welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions and I answer them for you. And again, if you've sent me a question way, way back and I haven't answered it yet, I promise I'll get around to it. Just stick with me. Sometimes I choose to answer questions that maybe I read a recent article about or my students recently asked me about, so it's fresh in my mind. So don't give up. I promise I will get to your question if I haven't answered it just yet. All right, I'm sure you're eager to hear today's question about exercise and fat loss, so I'm going to keep this short and sweet. We're going to jump right in as we optimize your life.
How you doing, Dr. Neil? This is Anthony Avila, and I was listening to your podcast this morning about reducing fat in specific areas. And one of the main things you said when your main goal is to lose fat is to do weights prior to cardio. So my question concerns if you're doing two workouts a day and if you should do weights in the morning or cardio at night, or cardio in the morning and weights at night. Obviously, you are trying not to get burnt out, but yeah, thank you.
Hi, Anthony. Thank you for your question. You're right that in a recent Q&A episode, I mentioned that if you plan on lifting weights and doing cardio during the same workout, be sure to lift weights first. And I see the opposite happening all the time at the gym. And I basically described how by performing exercises in this order, you actually force your body to tap into its fat stores for energy. It's a really nice way to trick your body into doing that. And again, I only recommend combining resistance training and cardio in the same workout if you're experienced. This is not something I recommend for beginners. Now, your question, Anthony, is slightly different. You mentioned that you perform two workouts each day, and I'm wondering if you should do weights during the first workout, let's say in the morning, and then do your cardio for your second workout in the evening. Would performing those exercises in that order also help your body burn more fat? Well, first, I must say that I'm super jealous that you're able to squeeze in two workouts a day. I've always wanted to do that. One of the very first personal trainers I hired used to brag about his schedule. He would work out in the morning before seeing his clients, then train his clients. Then he would go home midday, eat, take a nap, and then come back and work out in the afternoon and then train his clients in the evening. At that time, I thought, wow, what an amazing life. I wish I could do that. Well, no such luck. Anywho, back to your question, Anthony. The short answer is it's really up to you. Basically, because there's lots and lots of time between workouts one and two, your body will, in a way, kind of reset itself. Let me try and explain. When you lift weights or perform resistance training of any type, you've likely noticed that your muscles will fatigue after maybe 15 or 30 seconds of effort. Of course, this depends on the weight and the movement you're performing, but we can agree that if you're doing squats or shoulder presses or bicep curls or whatever, you'll only be able to perform those exercises for a short period of time before you're completely gassed. Same with running sprints, right? This is because when we perform high-intensity moves like these, the body prefers to use a very specific fuel source, sugar. But the problem is, sugar is not a long-lasting fuel source. Your muscles only have a very limited supply of it. So when you feel your muscles start to burn after you perform lots and lots of reps or sprinted for longer than you normally would, it's your body telling you that your muscles are running out of sugar. But if you rest for a couple of minutes, you'll be able to jump back in and do another set. That's because in those brief minutes, your body got the signal that your muscles need more sugar or fuel, so it replenished its stores. At some point, though, your body will run out of stored sugar, and performing even one rep at a light weight will seem impossible. But if you go home and refuel your body and get some rest, your body will replenish its sugar stores and you'll be good to go again. So if you're hitting the treadmill or bicycle immediately after you lift weights, kind of without resting, that's good for burning fat because now, because your sugar tank is so empty, you force your body to use another fuel source, fat. But if you allow your body a long rest in between and you go home and rest and have a snack or a meal, you're basically resetting your body. Think of it like an overly long rest between your sets. So back to your question, Anthony. So does it matter then which workout you perform in the morning first versus the evening? When it comes to fat burning, not really. I would say focus more on your performance. When do you usually perform better? Do morning resistance training routines suit you better? Or is it better for you to get in that cardio first thing in the morning? Because the bottom line is this. If you're performing optimally, you're going to keep at it. If you enjoy doing cardio in the morning more so than in the afternoon, you're going to keep doing it. And if you keep improving, if your cardio times get better, or if your weightlifting gets heavier, you're going to keep at it. You're going to get motivated. You're going to get that momentum going. And like I always say, when it comes to fat loss, consistency is key. And as I read to you earlier this week, it's about the process, not the product. So if you keep at it, you're motivated, you're loving it, the fat loss will follow.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you again for the question, Anthony. You're going to be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And don't forget, if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com. Once you're in and on the main site, there's a red bar along the side of the page that you can click on and record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or if you prefer, you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in a question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. All right, I hope you had a wonderful week. Thank you for spending it with us. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back here on Monday, as always, where your optimal life awaits.